and welcome to a podcast from Many Hands, Many Meals. My name is Gay, and I will be hosting these episodes. Our goal is to provide short educational adventures as we explore the work that is being done by Many Hands, Many Meals. Many Hands, Many Meals is a volunteer-driven organization committed to inspiring, engaging, and educating people, starting with our children, by packaging life-saving meals that ease world hunger. In 2024, Many Hands, Many Meals packed nearly 500,000 meals for those in need. Today, we are going to meet Pampero Chiwaya. Pampero is from Malawi. Welcome.
Thank you.
Today, we are here sitting in Excelsior, Minnesota. Can you please tell our listeners how it is that you've come to be here with us?
Oh, amazing. Thank you for having me in this studio today. I am here to just share my experience with Many Hands and Many Hands, Many Meals.
Well, we are so delighted that you're here. Can you please tell us a little bit about the first time you experienced food from Many Hands, Many Meals?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'd be happy to do that. It was in 2012 that I received, like our community received meals from Many Hands, Many Meals. And that was amazing because it helped a lot of kids and people around our community.
Can you say a little bit more? Who were the people that received the meals?
Mostly people who are coming, children who are coming from less privileged families, and others are coming from homes which are headed by maybe only mom or a dad who is not working. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that this food made a difference?
Of course, it did. A lot, like a huge difference. For instance, myself, being one of the beneficiaries of Many Hands and Many Meals, it made a tremendous difference. Like, I felt secured in terms of food. It brought more sense of food security for me. I just feel like it fueled up my body and my mind because I was so excited because I knew I'm going to have food. And that helped me even to concentrate even more in class because I was going there with food.
So it sounds like your school served this food. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
What did that food mean to you and the other students?
It meant it meant a lot. For instance, we had a time where we could go to school without eating. And that was one of the reasons why we couldn't perform better, because we could feel headaches, we could feel some stomach aches since we just went to school without food. So food from Many Hands, Many Meals helped a lot. We were free from the stress of not having food when we come to school. So, yeah.
It is wonderful to hear that that made such a big difference in the community. I heard that you recently participated in a food packing event here. Mm-hmm. Can you tell our listeners about what that was like?
Oh, sure. Oh, that was not, I mean, it was different from what I expected because I had thought maybe I'll only find like other people there, maybe few people, but it was a mixture of both older people, kids, youth, and young adults, and the environment was just so welcoming. The systems of packing the meal was even much easier. We had a lot of stations where each one of us was taking part in packing, and we managed to pack like more meals within a short period of time. So that was really amazing.
That's great. We are so glad that you were able to come. Mm-hmm. What do you think the most important thing that you would like to tell the people who are listening to this podcast to know?
The most important thing would be for our listeners to know that each one of us can make a difference. It doesn't matter whether you have money or you don't have money, you have much or you have little. I think our world just needs people who have a heart of saving and be willing to help others. Because as I'm saying, when we were parking at the parking event, people just volunteered to come and park. They did not give money, but they were packing food and they were just being part of what Many Hands, Many Meals is doing. So I would just encourage people to just have the heart of service and love, being able to share whatever they have, how, like in whatever way they can, whether it's to just volunteer to help people that are organizing something, or even to give in their money, that can bring a very big difference in somebody's life.
Yes, it creates big ripples in the world. You are right. Pampero, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today and for sharing your story. For those of you listening, if you would like to learn more about Many Hands, Many Meals, or if you would like to volunteer or to donate, we invite you to visit our website at mh-mm.org. Again, that is MH for Many Hands, hyphen MM for Many Meals.org.